The first major companies to see their need to change are perhaps Exxon and Shell with their unleaded petrol. Following these came Varta Batteries, for example. In 1989, they launched their green batteries to much success. The advertising contained a poster of the Earth with the slogan, "Varta batteries will soon be popular with all 25 to 44-year-old mothers, and one 5-billion-year-old." The idea being, the Varta batteries are popular with Mother Earth. Vauxhall, the English car company, launched a campaign with their slogan, "Since 1985, all Vauxhalls have been green." Companies which are producing essentially environmentally unfriendly products have also started to use green advertising. Once any environmental improvement to the product is made, they advertise this new aspect. As an example, we could take the Procter & Gamble Company, who advertised disposable nappies as being environmentally friendly. The idea of a disposable nappy is obviously not very good for the environment. But they managed to advertise from this angle, saying that the new nappies used padding that's kinder to nature because it isn't chlorine bleached. It is very difficult for companies chasing after the green consumer to succeed by focusing on one environmental issue. The environmental issues with which the consumer is concerned are always changing. Many deodorant companies have just started to relax, feeling that they have taken care of everything by cutting out CFC gases from their products. The Environmental Protection Agency, Friends of the Earth, which started the campaign against CFCs, is now, however, pushing for a ban on all aerosols as they lead to too much waste in the environment. With now an almost full ban on advertising of tobacco products and pressure also coming to ban alcohol advertisements, advertising agencies are all moving into advertising greener products. There are some dangers, however. For example, by emphasizing greener aspects of one product, the advertisers may throw a bad light on other products in their production line. Therefore, a full environmental audit of companies' product lines is necessary if they wish to enter the green advertising field. This requires not only efforts by advertisers, but also efforts from the broader marketing viewpoint in relation to product development. How long will this green revolution last in advertising? The answer is hard to give. However, new information coming out now about a second ozone hole over Europe and a new boom in world population should keep consumers interested in green issues for well into the next century.